This is JP Kwan. Today is August 15th, 2013. I'm here with Ms. Helen Zia at her office.
Yeah, my workspace.
In Oakland, California. This is part of the Sophia Smith Collection Oral History Project. So thank you so much for meeting with me on such a short notice. I was hoping that we could get started at the very beginning, maybe with your childhood, when you were born, where you were born and how you grew up.
I was born in Newark, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. My parents were immigrants from China. They met in New York City and moved to New Jersey shortly before I was born. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. This is in the early 1950s.
Okay. Did you have any siblings?
I had an older brother, and then not long after that, I had two more brothers. And then there was a little gap, and I had a brother and a sister and a brother. And so there were six of us all together.
Wow.
So yes, I had a bunch of siblings.
Awesome. Yeah, could you tell me a little bit more about growing up in New Jersey? I'm personally not too familiar with New Jersey, but maybe you could talk a little bit about, like, the racial dynamic. Is it more of, like, a black-white dichotomy when you were growing up? Things like that.
So I was born in 1952, and in the 1950s and 1960s, New Jersey and actually everywhere except for Hawaii, mm-hmm. and California, well, not California, except for Chinatowns, Koreatowns, Little Manilas, and Little Tokyos, mm-hmm. Except for ethnic enclaves like that, there were very, very few Asians anywhere. And so New Jersey at that time was probably the census in the 1950s showed that there were about 500,000 Asian Americans in all of the United States, including the territory of Hawaii.
Wow.
And so in places like New Jersey, I mean, okay, if you went to New York Chinatown,
Yeah. You
would find some Asians.
Mm-hmm.
But on the East Coast, except for Chinatowns, and they really weren't Koreatowns or Japantowns or, you know, places like that, there were really nobody. And so my generation of the 1950s was probably the beginning of a few souls moving into the suburbs outside of the ethnic enclaves. And my parents were part of their immigrant generation. When they moved here after World War II, you know, there was they were a middle class Chinese. And so they aspired not to live in a Chinatown and be restricted. So anyway, so that's how they ended up in suburbs, and how we ended up in an area that was like practically majority white and some black, and otherwise as far as bipolar kind of, you know, black-white dichotomy, that was it. And I would venture to say even now, in places like New Jersey or Minnesota or Texas, even though they have a lot more Asians than they did then,
mm-hmm.
the prevailing view of race is still very much, you know, black-white polarity and maybe a little bit of brown, which they would consider to be Latino.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, there was no brown. It was just black and white, and that was it. But, you know, Asians were very much not on the map. And if you were Asian, you were considered to be foreign. There was no way you could be Asian American or Chinese American. It said, what country are you from?
Right.
And that was the assumption.
Oh, we still get that now, still. But,
right.
I mean, I'm sure it was even worse back then.
It was 100% all the time. So, I mean, that was the first question. Oh, where are you from? But not friendly like that. It's sort of like, where are you from? You know, accusatory. And it would have to be some other country, or they might, like, rattle off the few Asian countries they can think of and mispronounce all of them. You have to, like, listen to that garbage. And then, you know, I mean, that was the universal experience. Every Asian, probably until the end of the last century, went through that all the time.
And this is before 1965, like the immigration changes, and then also before the term Asian American even came around, right? So what was that kind of like growing up?
Well, with so few people of Asian ethnicities, and, you know, you have to sort of take into account the different immigration periods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there were multi-generational Asian Americans who lived in California and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You know, because there are some people whose ancestors actually made the migration, you know, in the late 1800s or early 1900s. So by 1950, you know, they might have been third generation or even fourth generation, you know, but not in the East Coast of anybody I knew. Everybody was a relatively recent immigrant. And so if you were a kid like me who was born here, your parents were immigrant, and it still is very much of an immigrant mentality. Mm-hmm. So the idea that you don't belong here, you know, was added on to the fact that, well, your parents really did come from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea that Asians were not real Americans. So, and also there was no Pan-Asian. I mean, there was no, I'm an Asian American, mm-hmm. you know, or I'm Asian. It's like, I'm Chinese. You know, because with such recent immigrant past, people, you know, the immigrant generation doesn't refer to Asia as their home. They refer to, you know, might not even refer to China as their home or Korea as their home. They're going to refer to the town or the city or the linguistic group that they're part of. And so, you know, the biggest group that I was identified with was Chinese, you know, and I'm sure every other, you know, person who was from anywhere in Asia. And at that time, prior to the 1965, you know, immigration changes, it was primarily Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino, very small Korean population. So, you know, that was about it. And if you were in an area like, you know, New Jersey, it was just Chinese. You know, and you know, like a handful of Japanese who had come over, you know, as war brides, you know, after World War II.
Right.
So my primary identity as a kid was being rejected by American society because, you know, it's like you're from another country, you can't possibly be American. And my parents' identity more as being Chinese, so I saw myself as Chinese. I mean, you know, when people would say, go back where you came from, and they would, you know, I've had that yelled at me many times. Mm-hmm. It would be almost like, well, what do you mean, New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'm in New Jersey. I'm back where I came from. But China is not like back where I was from. I'd never been in China.
Right.
And in fact, because China had a communist government then, there was like no way I could be in China. So anyway, so, you know, one of the great things about growing up when I did was, you know, I was part of a baby boom post-World War II generation, and just like every other demographic group in the world, there were a lot more Asian American kids born of that time, and we were also coming of age. And so when I went to college, it was right around the time that the Asian American movement was beginning. And so, 1968, I was still in high school, but that was when the word Asian American, those two words came together for the first